what we do, it's not that it's bad. Not always. It's just that it always falls down. It doesn't endure. It decays. Not so with God. His righteousness endures forever. And how much better is that news when you know that that righteousness is the same thing which has justified, righteousified you through the life, death, resurrection, ascension, and return of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're listening to Oratio, your morning hour of prayer, meditation, and growth here on Worldwide KFUO. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and Psalm 68 hits us in the same way that we were hit just a couple days ago with this mighty fortress, this strong tower, this unbreachable citadel that Jerusalem of old was just a picture of, right? It was a place to be safe, a city nestled in the mountains with strong walls, mighty towers, and a good water source. It was a place that if an enemy wanted to take it, they would have to pay dearly to do so. In fact, even the greatest armies of the world, Babylon and Rome, it took them years to take Jerusalem. They took Judea quickly. Jerusalem, not so easy. So when the psalmist looks at this city and proclaims its great strength, what he's really getting at is not the city itself. I mean, the city was a powerful stronghold. But what he's getting at is that it's just a representation of the even greater stronghold that dwelt within it. Why, God's name was there. His ark, his covenant, his presence was there. And this indeed was greater than all other things. The chariots of God are twice 10,000, thousands upon thousands. The Lord is among them. Sinai is now in the sanctuary, right? So the revelation of the fire and the smoke and the cloud and the finger of God touching the tablets of stone. This was in that little box inside of that holy, holy place, which is inside the holy place, which is inside the temple courts, which is inside the city of Jerusalem. All Sinai's raging might and power, the good wrath of God against evil, was there. So you look out at the world and you got to ask, you know, what is there to fear? Who can stand against us? And this was the strength of David's kingdom. He just believed it. This was the weakness of those kings which followed him when they chose not to. This was the strength of Hezekiah. He believed it again. And so, as I said a day ago, Rabshakeh went running home with his tail between his legs. This is the strength you have. Not in a city, not in some dirt across the sea. This is the strength you have, the confidence you have. In something that appears far less powerful, but is Sinai in the sanctuary. It is the bread and wine of the Holy Supper, in which this righteousness that endures forever indeed exists to lead you captive out of this world of darkness in his train, a gift given among men that is received for the same and by the same way that David received his promises, which is by faith alone. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears up. Blessed be the Lord, the God of salvation. Blessed be the Lord, who is in his holy temple, who is a mighty fortress. Our God, against whom none can stand, but with whom nothing falls. What we build right now, it does indeed perish, but the righteousness of our Lord Jesus, which endures forever, never will perish, which means that never shall you. And coming soon is a world where even the work of your hands will be established forever. You're listening to Oratio. I'm Pastor Jonathan Fisk. Sharper iron coming up.